we are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Simen Shin Samach Gimel, the Hilchos of Mavoi and Alechi, Siv Zayin, and the Avreish Chof and Meralf. Actually, Siv Zayin, Siv Vav. So, Orch Shalei Hei Alechi Yochad Na Kaisel Shlach Tfach. It needs to be that the Lechi, disciples, is not far from the wall, a distance of three hand breaths. It says in Mishmur Siv Kol Chabez, Orch Shalei Hei, that you have to make sure that the Lechi is not too far. Yes, I mean, some say so at the time. The reason is because from the osik is then you're going to have that the avir, the high gisa, the high gisa, the airspace on either side of the lechi will come along, mevatnle and nullify. According to this, if a lechi ha'yirachav yesim shlosh tefachim, that comes out if the lechi was wider than three tefachim, kasher and be kasher, avshal lechi ha'yirachav shlosh tefachim by kaisel, even if the lechi was a distance of three tefachim from the wall. Because on the side towards the wall, the closed area is going to be more than the breached area, even though it's three tefachim, because the lech is more than three tefachim. Because in such a case, we won't say that the airspace is going to come nullified. But that's how some explain. Some say, no, the b'chol gav, in all situations, certainly it has to be a lechi, that it has to be within three tefachim of the wall. Which is Sharati and Eishes Gimel brings this from the Magi Rambam name of Taisis. And according to him, all the Paiskim that they hold in Sif Lamadalat, that you have to make the Lechi or the Kaira at the end of the pass, they hold like Taisis, that's in, same in the Sefer Charshar and Chodesh Bigvega, they hold like this opinion of Taisis. And according to Taisis, obviously the reason is because it's a Machitza Shagadon Baikim, that the animals can get through, and therefore it's disqualified in all cases. As the simple understanding of the Gemara, that's something like Ben Chananel. And even though general regarding Eimin Meruba Laparitz, you don't care that this that we don't break it by. Obviously, we're here regarding the Tikkun Lechi. That is different, and we are bothered with that. And says the Mishmur B'Yishla Achmer, and one should be stringent like this opinion. Sivkan Chav Gimel. So you have one has to be careful that it should be that you don't have Halechi, that the Lechi is far from the wall three tefachim. Now, when you make a tzuris a pesach for the mafin, not just a lechi, that's how the opinion of many of the place commission in the tzurich of the then you don't have to be particular. Should be within three tefachim of the wall. Tzuris a pesach because a door frame mechidzik muri. That's a full-fledged partition, and therefore it's not necessarily anything to do with being close to the wall. Yes, place in this relu. There are halachic authorities that they hold. They in chilik. No, there's no difference between tzuris a pesach and lechi in zeh. And says the Sharatin Oyster Zayin, and Sif Makar Chaim agrees to say it's disqualified, Dafka, when the two side posts are far from the wall, but not when one of them is far from the wall. And also Sif Chaim is inclined to be stringent when the Arib is made at the end of the Mabli, look over there, which the Dirshu 22 says the reason. Why he says that Davka when the two rods are far from the wall, but not when only one of them is far, is because you don't have a name of a pesach of an opening only when it's close to the mechitza. But Patrus a pesach and the ear, there's no shame of a pesach. Therefore, if on one side it's close to the wall, then it's bikasha. That's also Pinchas Nish, that if you distance only one rod of the Tursa Pesach, it's kosher, even if the rod that's on the side that it's breached is not wide like the breach that is on its side, and you don't even have Eimin Meruba. Still, now, if the rods on the sides are wider than the Pirza that's on the side of them, as the Dishu brings a picture that even though there's a gap, but they're very wide, these poles, Chazon Ish writes that it's effective even if they're far from the walls more than three tefachim, because since the breaches are considered close from the halacha by meruba of the rods that are on the sides, so that's not considered tzuris pesach in the ear space, like unconnected. Yosef writes that if you make a tzuris pesach on the entire fourth side, and you distance it from the northern and southern walls, as the Dishu brings a picture, it's further out. So if the extent of the walls is more than the breach that's between them and the Tzuris HaPesach, so that's effective in the Halacha of Eimin Meruba, even though the Tzuris HaPesach is standing in the airspace.
And the Dishu 23 Mr. Desharatzin says that to be machmer when the Eiv was made at the end of the Malvay, and he says, look over there, that he brings the words of the Tur Shar that writes that by Tzur Sapesach, there's no chasarin of Aser Brida Hagiz, the Hagiz Mavatle. And he brings the right to this from what we find in Shulchan Aruch and Shin Samach Beis of Yud, that he made four poles on the four sides, and he made Tzur Sapesach on top of them, it's kosher, you don't say Aser Brida Hagiz, the Hagiz Mavatle. Now, Sefer Chaim rejects his words, because the Shulchan Aruch Paskin previously in Sivtes, that by four poles, it's effective only by a chatzah and a mavay and not by a bika. And that's because of asavir the haigisa haigisa mavatli. And therefore he writes that that's also the halacha regarding Tzur HaPesach that's far from the wall, that if the mezuzahs, the side posts are in the middle of the mavay, so that's effective since it has dwellers, so it's Rosh Hashanah min HaTorah. But if they're standing at the edge of the mavay and it has over there the airspace of the open fields, it doesn't help that when they're far from the wall because of Savir, like we said. However, Nisha Brewer, previous in Sivkat Nenvav, writes a different reason why it doesn't help. It's Tzur HaPesach by Bika. Look over there, what we read over there. Now, continues the Nisha Brewer. So, regarding this halachic opinion, that holds there's no chil between Tzur HaPesach and Lecha regarding this, which Adishu 21 points out, that's the opinion of the Bukhar Shar, which goes to Shittash, that explains the reason why the Pesach by Alechi that was distant from a wall is because the Gedon Baikin Bay on the side of the Mechitza, and this psalm would also apply by Tzur HaPesach, says the Mishnah Berurah B'Shas Yitzchak, in the present situation, Yisrael Smach Lahaka, one could rely on this to be lenient. Now, Vim Yesh Abba Tvachim Tzur HaPesach Lakaizel, if there are four handbreadths between the doorframe and the wall, Das Chayodim, the Pin the Chayodim, the Tzurk Lahamid Lechi, it's Lakaizel, you have to put the Lechi by the wall, Ulditi, and for me, Tzurkin Gambazeh. Says even this requires further analysis. Like Mishnah Berurah, the way I verified the Be'alacha, the maslat tzarich. Look at chila now. Initially, before the nachal nachash lahakman, for sure, it is appropriate to be concerned to be stringent. I feel the benachish lash dvachim lakaisel, even when it's only three dvachim far away from the wall. Sibzayin says the mechaber lechi a side post. I feel the shvarim mishibli shvarim kshem, but even broken pieces and broken pieces are valid for regarding it. Hagos sederim abalchein noisin lechi. Therefore, we make a side post misid tocha by kaisel from the plaster that's plastered onto the wall. But as long as one is careful, shlo yismacha yoyser. Mishalish la'arts, as long as it doesn't become dissolved when it's more than three to the ground. That's too much. That's some 9 dal. Here's Mishbur Sivkat and Chavdal. Lechi, side post, a full of shvar, mechulu, it's lemur, when it says mitbok, and broken pieces that are connected. Blavach, yuchalam, and bruch. Mitzuy says, Lavosh, as long as it can withstand the common wind. Well, a fuke, kaira, that's coming to exclude a crossbeam. To be in dafke, shti, chazaka, the kabarich, that has to be strong to that it could hold a half a brick. Like we see later, I'm Sivir Zayn. Sivkat and Chavhe. These broken pieces are ksherim, are valid regarding the lechi. For the same thing is a fun mahayutim that kaisel, stones that come out of the wall, umavdalim zum mezu pachas mishlech tvachim, and they're separated from one from the other less than three tvachim. But lechem amish, it's considered as a lechi. For who should be cooling by a sort of tvachim, as long as you have between the sum total of them a head of 10 tvachim. Which Shartin Oisutas brings us from the Gemara, and he says, look at the Shabbat that is inclined to say that that's dafka regarding a lechi, but it doesn't help regarding such side posts regarding Tzur HaPesach. And Mishpat Tzav, he writes, that according to this, these chufufin, these protrusions in a wooden wall that they call venglish, which are similar types of things that are made in such a way, that doesn't help according to the taste of Shabbos. Now, it's a little bit difficult, according to the words of Tzur HaShabbos. Wasn't Gemara asking after Tzav Yehachi Pshita, you should just say, no, the Chiddush is, even though regarding Tzur HaPesach, it doesn't help such a lech. And says, Yesh Le'ash, there is what the answer on that question. So, as we further, Sivkatan Chavav. The Ramah says, V'lechein, therefore, Eisen Lech B'chul, we make a lechi, even from the plaster that's plastered onto the wall. The Lo Garmish Shabishram, that's not any worse than broken pieces, the Mutab Lechi that's permitted by a lechi. Which Shart Sin brings his Ischa from Deli Rabin, says, even though in the Taz writes that it doesn't help this idea of Sid Machi regarding a lechi and only regarding Tzur HaPesach, because regarding a lechi has to have a shear, according to the Askam Mizachrein, even by lechi it's enough with even a minute amount, and therefore also here would help through plaster, and that's as written in Shulchan HaTeshit, and the lechi helps even with Sid. Now, says Mishbur further, says, what the same thing is in Tzur HaPesach? Regarding a door frame, the bein sheyasa l'chayim mekan mekan, that you have to make side posts on either side. Im yodesh shepil maruach, if he's afraid that the wind's going to knock it down, mutl lasis na di sid mocha, because you can make it by like putting a clay plastered onto the wall mekan mekan from either side. Ba'kana shalomali yimochu ben lagabein, and the rod that's above them should be precisely on top of them. Which Shartzin as Chabei says, even though regarding Tzur HaPesach, you need to have that it should be strong, that it could hold a door of straw. You could say that through the wall that the plaster that the clay is plastered on is considered strong, says the Trumas edition 79 Dal. Says Mishbura further, he says, but it still has to have some substance, al kaponim kachut, at least like that of a thread, of a mat, he said, but just the appearance of a color of plaster, or a remnant of nesa, shekarin kraid, of some other coloring, that's not going to be effective. You can't just paint that picture, says the Taz and other achayim. Sivkan chavzayin, as long as one is kifer shle yismach yisa b'chulu. Haina, what is that? Ide kolab mechazim through dogs and through swine. Shadigim leschach b'ksalim. They lick at the walls. Umeichkin menekzalim and they erase from the walls. Esmicha asid hasamech laaretz. The plaster, the clay that's plastered onto the wall that's near the ground. Vazlam hanishub. This not going to be effective anymore. Lo lechav lelo tzur zepesach. Not for a side post. Not for a tzur zepesach. Sivkan chavchas. So you have to be careful that it doesn't dissolve. Yisa mishalosh laaretz more than three to the ground. So he says, "Hey, listen, this wording, love davis, not precise. The filling nimcha rak, shalosh betzimtzum, even if it's just exactly three tefachim, exactly, gamkein bakim manashim alechi, but also losing the name of alechi, like amelik, we'll see later on, besifyud. Be'alacha, diramaschel, sarach, that you have to make sure that the alechi is not three tefachim away from the wall. So he says, look at Mishbura Sivkan Chavgimel, which he referenced over here, that we wrote that this fourth vachem between the tzuris habezach and the wall, opinion of the chayyadim that you have to make a lechi near the wall. Look in the shmas adam, that his reason is that as if it's nifrit sabereish, as if there's a breach by the front. Now he's going according to his opinion that he paskins in klal ayinav sivchas like the Magen Avraham, that if there's a pirtz of the breach at the front by fourth vachem, you need a lechi near the pirtz near the breach. But according to what many achrim come out la halacha not like the Magen Avraham. Rather, that Latzad Reisha, you don't need any tikkun like is burned Sivla Medal, the way we brought over the name of the Rajman Ritva, and there's permitted by Imiru Balaparts. And it would be over here in this situation that since we hold the Tzuz Abezach as a full Vash Mechitza, and because of this, we permit even when it's far, three Tvachim on the wall, if that's the case, then it would be even when it is four Tvachim and more from the wall. What's the difference? And even though Nifrat Mitzidai, when there's a breach on the side and it doesn't remain a board of four Tvachim, we're Machma that it needs a tikkun, over there is different because they're going to take a shortcut, which is not the case over here. No one's going to leave the big opening and go in through the small little hole on the side, as brought in the Gemara. And even though we're going to pass over there like a Magen Avraham, it's also not so similar exactly to what we're talking about over here. Because over here, since the Magen Avraham holds that the tikkun of the Kaira is not effective there to permit the Mavi because it's not placed on the walls, so you have to put a lechi near the wall, which is not the case over here. That is a Tzur Tzabesach. Tzur Tzabesach is like a full fetch machitza, but Mela, it's going to be permitted the pirtza with Omen Mirubal apart. Says the Bialacha, Yesh L'ayin Harbe, because I want us to look into this very much. But like Tchila, for sure, one should be concerned to be stringent, even when it is just three tefachim away. Some of the deer shoes. Deer shoe number 20. The reason for the difference between Lech and the Tzuz HaPesach, you could explain according to the two interpretations that the Mishmur brought in Sivkan Chabez, what's the lacking regarding a Lechi that's three tefachim away from the wall. According to the reasoning, that's possible because of Asabir, the Haigizma about lay, it's like the airspace, and the other side is going to nullify the Bechersha writes. Regarding Tzuz HaPesach, that episode is not applicable because since the airspace of the cavity of the opening is considered as Mechitza, we discussed in Shart Sin Sevkot Tazayin, and according to the reasoning that a Lechi needs to be attached to the wall, so we find that in many biur. You have in Shubis that it's the end of Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Chazon Ish, they explain that a lechi is not considered as a mechitza on its own, only when it combines at the minimum to two other mechitzas, and therefore it's not effective, only when it's near a full-fledged wall. But a Tzur HaPesach is considered as a mechitza gemura, even when it's not combined to other mechitzas. And similarly, that's how the Tzitzis Shabbos writes. Second interpretation, Yeshua Yaakov explains that a lechi that is far from the wall, it doesn't have any recognition. But a Tzur HaPesach has a recognition through the rod that's on top of it in combining the rods that are beneath it. And he adds on that according to this, if you make a Tzur HaPesach that's a height more than 20 amas, then there's no recognition, as we bring regarding a crossbeam in Shulchan Aruch later on Sif Chavav, so you would have to make a near wall. Third interpretation, they explain that Balechi also needs a hacker, as we'll see later on Sipkot Membez, and therefore you have to put it near a wall because then there's a recognition, which is not to get by Tzur HaPesach, which does not require recognition. According to this, even by Tzur HaPesach that's higher than 20 amas, you don't have to put it near a wall. Now, regarding a pass, a board of four tefachim, Mishmur wrote in Sipkot Zayin, Shartzin over there, that if it's far from the wall, you say, Asa b'da ha'giz ha'giz mevatl is a pass, and that's the Chazon Ish writes that it has the halacha like that of Balechi. Dishu number 24. Be'alocha said that Tzur HaPesach is like a full-fledged mechitza, and therefore it's permitted the pirtza through having Omer Merubal parts. That's also an opinion of Shubis Pan Meiris, Chasnish. They disagree on the Goyen Yaakov and Ervin, and Shubis Avnezer and Shubis Beis Ephraim, that they hold that even the Tzur HaPesach that's far from the wall, three tefachim, is not nullified like a lechi. However, it does not have the power to permit the pirtzes inside of it because of the halacha of Oymen Meruba. Now, we're on Terus HaPesach that's near another Terus HaPesach, and you have more than three tvachim between them. Chazanish not sure, do you say the halacha of Oymen Meruba through the Terus HaPesach to permit the pirtzes, or you know, it doesn't have the kayach of a Terus HaPesach to make Oymen Meruba through the combination of another Terus HaPesach, and only if it's through the halacha of Oymen Meruba that connects to a wall that's near it, then we say the halacha of Oymen Meruba to permit the pirtzes that's between it and the wall. Issue number 25. Shartzin had said, but such lechis don't help regarding a Tzuras HaPesach. And Mishbur later in Sibkot Kof Yud Gimel brings Machlekes Achreinim regarding this, that according to the Taz, it's kosher, according to the Tzuras it's possible. And over here, he says something like the opinion of those who are stringent. Now, the reason why these stones are possible for a Tzuras HaPesach is brought in the Gemara Evin of Yudav, that Pisch HaShamayi, inferior opening, is possible for Tzuras HaPesach. According to one opinion in the Gemara, that means less shakfi. Rashi explains that the side posts are sticking out their stones on either side, coming a one protruding one knot, and that's not a Tzuras HaPesach. Now, as Machlekes Achreinim had explained this, the opinion of Bekor Chaim is that if there's a begim or belita in protruding or intruding of the rods of Tzuras HaPesach, it's considered Pesach HaShamayim. But he writes that it doesn't disqualify only by wall of Dalai Lama, that you're coming to utilize it as halacha, as a side post for an opening. But if you put rods of Tzuras HaPesach, that's kosher, even if it has blitas protrusions. Chazanish writes that there's no difference between a rod and the wall of Dalai Lama. However, he writes that if there are branches sticking out from the rod, it's not considered Pesach HaShamayim because it's recognizable. That's the figure of its structure, and it's not destroyed and breached like by Eben Nechnes, by Eben Yoitzes. However, elsewhere, he writes that it's appropriate to be stringent, like the opinion of the Mekarachem, that even by blitas, it should be possible Pesach HaShamayim, and therefore, you have to smooth down the rods and take away the protrusions, and that's how he instructed in practice. Like it's ever been the Simcha regarding the indentations that are common in barrels that they place in Tzuras HaPesach by the city Erevin. There's number 26. The reason why the Shulchan Aruch does not mention this heter, Gretz the Kavachim, is because he holds that it's common that the dogs will lick at the walls and erase the plaster, the clay that's plastered on, more than three tvachim that are close to the ground, and that's going to create a breach that the goats could walk through. And since people are not going to pay attention to that, it's going to come to the Isra of carrying. Also, another reason writes to Beis Yosef, it's possible that the plaster that's the clay that's plastered on will not help to permit because it cannot stand on its own. There's number 27. When you have a gap less than three tvachim, it's kosher from lovin. Now you see in the Truman's edition that the same halacha also is regarding the lechis of a Tzuras HaPesach, that you can make them from clay that's plastered, as Rabbi Mishbret writes in Sifkan Chavav, and even if you minimize the clay that's on the bottom until a height of less than three tvachim, it's kosher because it's effective lovin by the lechis of a Tzuras HaPesach. However, that's davka by lovet at the edge of the lechis. But regarding lovet in the middle of the lechis, there's a machlokes zechinim that the opinion of the Shubas Chassam Zever is effective, and Pinchas Nish that it's not going to be effective.